God never intended for men and women to be at odds. The battle of the sexes isn't a concept from God. In the past, women have been encouraged to prove themselves by fighting, seducing, or displacing their men to recapture a portion of their strength. But making men look weak has never made us strong. Join my special guest, Lisa Bevere, and me as we discover what real strength is to fight like a girl.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome their daughter, Kelly Copeland, and her special guest, Lisa Bevere, to today's Believer's Voice of Victory.
You know, the people look around the world and around it, the things that are going on in the earth, and they say, how could this be the will of a loving God? Well, you know what? The answer to that question is just what you think it is. That's not the will of God. When God created the garden, the way He created it to be in the beginning was the way He wanted it to be. And since then, since that mess up, everything has gone in the wrong direction. But you know what? Today, we're going to tell you how to turn it around and go the right direction. I am Kelly Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I have my guest, Lisa Bevere, with me again today.
It's great to be with you, Kelly.
I have had a wonderful time so far this week, and we still have the rest of this week and next week to go. Yeah. It's going to be good. And so stay with us today, because these things that we're talking about are crucial. Crucial to our lives looking the way God wants them to look. So, Lisa, I'm going to just turn you loose, and I'm going to zip it, and I'm ready to hear.
You know what? The problem is that Kelly and I think exactly the like about stuff, so we can just preach each other's messages. It'd be awesome.
It's your turn, though.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Well, you know what, Kelly, you said it right there. The earth is not well. I mean, we look around and we see poverty and we see destruction and we see wars and we see turmoil in the earth itself. We see earthquakes, we see tsunamis, we see the whole upheaval of the weather. And I heard somebody say that a couple of years ago, and the question, why, hit me. I thought, why is the earth not well? What is it? I mean, I know that the earth is, you know, on this upheaval. But I thought, what is going on? What is it? And it's what you said. God originally planned for one man and one woman to exercise something called dominion over the earth. And it has been completely backwards since the fall. Adam and Eve were put on the earth. Adam was given the charge, and Eve was given the charge to order it, to cause it to multiply, to cause it to be subdued so it could flourish. God gave one man and one woman charge of this entire creation. And the only thing that God did not give the man and the woman dominion over was each other. He did not say, Adam, now you dominate Eve. Eve, now you dominate Adam. But with the fall, we have some major, major problems come. We have a major upset in the balance of power. And all of a sudden, the dominion of two people that were one heart changes into domination on the man's part and manipulation on the woman's part. You know, it was not a blessing that the man would want to dominate the woman and the woman would want to grasp at his position. That was part of the fall. That was never the original dynamic. God's original dynamic was, hey, guys, listen, I've given you everything. Have a lot of fun with it and make it increase. That was never God's plan. The dominion is something very different than domination. Dominion means to exercise influence or authority on behalf of those and those things under your care. As a parent, I exercise dominion over my children. When they were young, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to take dominion on your little behind because of that comment. I mean, so I would exercise my dominion, but I wouldn't dominate my children. I wouldn't push my will over their lives. I would encourage God's will for their life so that they would flourish, and that's a big difference. And a lot of Christians are really confused between dominating and dominion. Also, the dominion changes domination or manipulation. Order changes into disorder and chaos. Now, all of a sudden, instead of being partners, the man and the woman are at odds with each other. And multiplication changes into division. And we see this whole fallout of the fall. And I believe part of the reason why the earth is not well is because the guardians of earth, the man and the woman, are using their dominion against each other. They're using their power against each other. And God is watching and waiting for the world to begin to change this around. The Christians need to come up to their place and begin to say, we are going to solve some problems. The women need to say, wow, what is my power of being a woman? Well, God gave the woman the dominion of the heart. You know, Adam had this place where he could trust his heart to his wife, that she would care for it, that she would cause an atmosphere for Adam's life to flourish because of what she would do with it. And Eve was created an environment for him to, for her to flourish in, because Adam said, I'm physically stronger than you, and I'm going to use my strength to surround you physically to flourish. And she said, I'm emotionally stronger than you, and I'm going to use my emotional strength to surround you to flourish. But they all started using it against. And so we see this fall happen. And so much of the doctrine that we hear in the church is preached from a fallen mentality. You know what? Yeah, the fall happened. And the fall originated the battle of the sexes. There was no battle before the fall. There was no problem between the man and the woman. There was no problem between the man, the woman, and the earth. There was no problem between brothers and brothers, sisters and sisters, or parents and children before the fall. And so all of a sudden, we have Christians. And for 2,000 years, the fall has been being reversed. For 2,000 years, God has been working back. And it says that the heavens must retain Jesus until what? The restoration mm-hmm. of all things. It doesn't say the restoration of all people. It says the restoration of all things. And I became intrigued where it said that Jesus came to seek and save, and most people will say the lost. But that's actually not what the Bible says. It says that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Mm-hmm. Or the other translation says seek and save what was lost. And so we have to think as Christian, what was lost in the fall? Well, we lost our relationship God and man, God and mankind. We lost our relationship husbands and wives. We lost our relationship parents and children. Mm-hmm. We lost our relationship sister to sister. That's why women tend to think each other are evil. And we lost our relationship brother to brother. That's why there's so much hate and prejudice in this world. So the Christians need to start preaching the gospel to every area that has suffered loss, which means we need to come into the marketplace and we need to take back what has suffered loss. We need to preach the gospel to the environment. We need to get the environment back to where it's flourishing. I mean, I love how you guys have gotten set up an environment out here that flourishes because the presence of God is here. You've set up a dominion here, not dominating. You're not using the earth. You are causing the earth to be ordered and flourish, and you're partnering with the earth. Christians should be the best about environment than anybody. Mm-hmm. We should have the best ideas, and we should have the best parenting. We have parents that are dominating their children instead of exercising dominion. They're not training them right, or they're not looking and saying, you know, I see something in you, and pulling that out in their children. Each of my children are completely different than the other one. And so each of them have different strengths. And so as a woman, I'm like, you know what? I need to, on purpose, find the strength in that child instead of pointing out his weakness all the time. I need to build him up. I need to use my strengths, my ability to reach in, speak up life. And then, you know, as men and women, if we continue to use our power against each other, there's going to be problems. I was flying home from Australia, and I happened to read a newsletter article in one of the Australian magazines, and it was talking about they had intercept a website that actually was instructing men in Islam on how to beat their wives, how to beat their wives and discipline their wives to get them to obey. And the first thing was withhold sex, and I was like, okay, that wouldn't work. Second thing was, you know, hit her a certain way like this, and I went through this thing, and I was reading this, and I just started to feel, not just grieved myself, but I started to feel the Spirit of God grieved, and I heard him say, don't think that my heart does not break over the mistreatment of these daughters of Islam. He said, the very earth trembles at their mistreatment. And when I heard earth trembles, I was like, wait a minute. Isn't there a scripture in Proverbs 30 that says something about the earth trembling? And I opened it up, and it talks about under three things the earth trembles. Under four it cannot bear. And two of the four things that cause the earth to actually be unstable is the mistreatment of women. And he said, open up the back. And I was, you know, on an airline, and so I opened up that world map thing. He said, point to me where there's tsunamis. point to me where there's earthquakes. Point to me where the earth trembles. And I went through and I pointed out systematically country after country after country where women's rights are violated and completely neglected. And he said, the world is tied to the intimate relation of the daughters and the sons of earth. And we need to get these principles back. We have a world that is watching and waiting for us to rise up and take our place, not to, you know, conquer everybody or, you know, oppress people, but begin to cause people to flourish. And so there's a real battle going on that the sons and the daughters of God need to come online with. And so women and men need to stop using their power against each other and really begin to use it on each other's behalf.
Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. You know, when I was reading in Isaiah 3, where the Lord was, where the word talks about how the women began to dress.
Yeah.
Haughty and sexy, you know.
Mincing steps.
And go read that. It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And God says to them, where there should be a sweet aroma,
yeah,
there's a stench. And where there should be well-dressed hair, baldness. That's really
and
bad.
And I think where it said belts, there's going to be ropes and slavery.
Yeah, so, and where God had something beautiful planned for these women mm-hmm. To be, and delivered them where they could be this way, they chose to right. walk like the world. They chose to take on the right. culture of the world. And so the next chapter is talking about, you know, how the men lost the battles.
Yeah.
It's so powerful. And women have no idea. No idea. The devil has done such a good job of causing women to think, in my womanhood, in my femininity,
there's no value.
I'm nobody. Yeah.
It's in my seduction. It's in my foolishness. It's in my dishonoring men that I have power. Women are so... you watch different things on television. Almost everything mocks men and sexualizes women. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the men are demeaned. And, you know, when I started to be a mother of boys, I was like, hey... No, that's not funny. You have an awareness of what's going on. Men are wonderful. Women are wonderful. We are, you know, again, we are not each other's problems. You know, God is our answer, but together we are so amazingly strong. But yeah, there is some major life choices that the Church of Jesus Christ needs to rise up and begin to exemplify on this earth. Dominion. Not, you know, not just passive. Not we're going to wait until Jesus comes back. Not escapism. The world is watching. The crises are so pending. The world is watching and waiting for the church. And I completely believe that in these last days, the church is going to have a chance to do things that we should have done a long time ago, but we're going to have a chance again. Kelly, I was just, when I was studying again Genesis, because again, it's the pattern of how God began things, that he wanted to start something with such strength and such beauty and such ability to flourish. When I was looking at Genesis, in Genesis 1, 28, 29, 30, when God talks to Adam and Eve about the fruit and about the seed and about the earth and how the dominion, there's something that God is really excited about. He goes, and look, and there's an exclamation mark. He goes, I have given you seed. And I believe this next generation isn't going to just care about harvesting fruit. Mm-hmm. They're going to care about transforming seed. They're going to begin to find the seed throughout the earth and connect the different governments and the different nations of the earth with the seed that is throughout the earth, that is hidden in their earth. And I believe the women are going to be a part of this because women look at things differently. And also, our kids look at things differently. See, I believe women have the ability to send their children into the future like arrows, to shoot them off into the future and begin to fight enemies that we only see long range. We can't visually see them, but we know that they're in their future, and we can position our children and shoot them accurately into the future to begin to fight with those things. And for us, for John and I, we've been telling our boys, you think completely differently than we do. And that's really amazing. My 12-year-old son, Arden, my phone was acting up or something. He said, Mom, let me see it. And he takes it, just like, and he just hands it back to me. He's like, there. He's like, Mom, why do I know how to work your phone better than you do, and I don't even have one? And of course, it was a ploy to get a phone. But I said, that's because you look at everything differently than I do. Mm-hmm. And what you and I have maybe had to navigate with the telescope,
Because, you know, we do know things are accelerating in the spirit, and it's moving fast, and people need to get in position, and they need to get their hearts in line, and they need to get those God alliances going. But what you and I had to navigate long range by telescope, this next group, they're going to have to navigate by radar. I mean, they're going to be so stealth. I mean, they're going to just start going. And God is just making it happen quick. And the earth is shrinking. I mean, we have a theater that is the earth. I mean, your son was showing me, hey, look, and your daughter was showing me, here's your house. On my iPhone. On my phone, there's your house. Yeah, I mean, the whole stage of the earth is coming around. And all creation is watching and waiting with this expectation saying, where are the sons and daughters of God? Where are those that will begin to speak to the way things should be and not the way things are? Where are those that will begin to stand in their dominion and recover what was lost? And the sons have been recovering and recovering certain things, but it's time for the daughters to begin to recover with the sons. And then the two of one heart. Anytime John and I have had one heart on something, even if we disagreed, even if we said, you know what, we don't know what to do, but God, we want to walk in one heart. Whatever you want, Father, expose whatever needs to expose, put reorder things. God can bless two people that are one heart. John and I, before we got married, God told us he was going to give us one heart. And then we tried to break that up for the first 5 years of our marriage. But it's been 25 years now. But the first 5 years, we really did a number on each other's heart. And then I remember about 15 years ago, we had to get a life insurance policy taken out. And they took our heart rates on both of us. And John and I had identical heart rate. Identical heart rate. Now, men and women don't usually have identical heart rate. Well, last year, they came again. They're like, okay, sorry, you didn't die during that policy term. Now we're going to do another one. And so they're doing another policy on us. And I remember it was freezing cold. And we had to do the EKGs on a cold floor and random strangers. And I thought my heart is going to be racing. This would be complete. John's and mine, again, identical heart rate. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to give all of his people, not just husband and wives, one heart. One spirit, one mind, one voice. In the book of Genesis, they wanted to build a tower of Babel. They all said, okay, we're going to be a one mind, one accord. We're all talking the same language. We're going to build a tower to the sky. And God said, nope, that's not what I told you guys to do. I told you to fill the earth. What are you doing? And so he scattered their languages, and he scattered the people when he diversified the language. But now God is not scattering. Now God is gathering.
But and back he's then, having nothing was together. Impossible to them.
Yeah, and now, even more,
with the Spirit of God on the inside of us, and He's calling us to this place. Yeah. How, Lisa, with the, we know that what was in the garden and the blessing that that God blessed them.
Right.
That blessing, and if people watching this, they watch this broadcast all the time. You've heard about the blessing. Well, with that and with knowing that Jesus purchased all of that back for us.
Everything that was lost back.
But it doesn't look like that in our lives because we're not taking that and appropriating it. What can women do to appropriate the call of God on their life and the blessing and their place?
Well, you know what I did personally? I sat down with a pen and a piece of paper and I said, what has been lost? What has been lost to my family? What has been lost to my grandparents? What has been lost? I said, wow, my parents began in love and divorced twice. You know what? I'm recovering what was lost there. I had cancer. You know what? My kids are not going to have cancer. I mean, you have to be deliberate with appropriating the promises of God. I said, you know what? I want relationships. I want to have female relationships. That's been lost. So God, you know what? Make me a friend. Make me a friend. I'm not going to say give me friends. Make me a friend. Because if I'm going to recover, I've got to be what I am looking for. Because, you know, if you want to have friends, you have to show yourself friendly. Right. So, you know, you're going to attract what
every mother's ever said it.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I began to be very systematic about what I was going to recover. I said, you know what? Healing was lost. You know, prosperity was lost. My family would make money and lose it just as fast. I said, no, we're not doing that anymore. Relationships that were broken, everything. We were very systematic about it, and we said, we are recovering what was lost. Women need to look around and say, oh my goodness, children, no parents, you know, all these AIDS victims, these orphans. This is, Africa's in crisis. We've got crises in America. We've got crises all over. There's loss that needs to be recovered. widow, orphans, as the women stretch out to the poor and the needy. Also, creative ideas have been lost. The church should be pioneering. We should not be copying people afterwards. We should be the ones ahead of it. We should be prophetic. We should be going ahead of everything, and they should be following us. So we need to get the creativity of God back and stop being afraid to look at things different and begin to pioneer stuff. I mean, you definitely have a pioneering family, so that's completely in your genes. But I've even sat down with my boys and said, let me tell you who your grandfather was. Let me tell you how amazing he was. Let me tell you how good he was with science. That is in you. That is in you. That gift is in you. Let me tell you about your great-grandmother who survived during the Depression by flipping real estate. That is in you. And we have been very systematic. Women, we have the ability to see those connections and begin to very systematically position our children, position ourselves to recover what was lost, which is kind of what we started with mm-hmm. on Psalm 68.
Well, God is positioning you today to recover what was lost. He has had you sitting in front of that TV or computer to listen to Lisa and I for a purpose, because he's got a plan for you. It's amazing. It's way better than anything you could come up with on your own. So latch on to these things. Latch on to the Word. Write down what has been in your own life. Write down what Satan has tried to steal from you and say, and put it. Find the scriptures that show you that it was promised back to you,
right.
And then stand on those, because God has made you a promise. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
A woman of God is a woman that God has put His Spirit within to cause her to be all that He wants her to be. To live godly, to live a pure life, a holy life, to be an example to others, other young women.
Forget you! Fight like a girl!
Fight like a girl? What does that mean?
Fight like a girl. You've heard that your entire life. What if fighting like a girl wasn't a bad thing, but actually a compliment? Lisa Bevere's book and curriculum, Fight Like a Girl, will help you discover the power of being a woman. It's not about competition. It's about restoration. It's about accepting and celebrating yourself. Lisa Bevere's Fight Like a Girl curriculum package includes the book, workbook, a 12-lesson teaching DVD, poster, bookmark, and a genuine crystal bracelet with charms that represent the power and position you have as a woman of God. All of this comes packaged in a zippered makeup bag. Lisa Bevere challenges women to accept and celebrate themselves as God created them. Your femininity is actually your greatest strength. Find your true potential and fulfillment as you discover what it is to fight like a girl. Order your copy of the Fight Like a Girl curriculum package. The cost for the full curriculum is $89.99 and includes the teaching DVD that is ideal for group Bible studies. You may also purchase the book and workbook package separately for $24.99. Order today. Log on to our website at kcm.org, call us toll-free 800-575-4455, or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192.
I want to pray for you today. Father, I thank you for every person watching this broadcast, whether they're male or female, Lord, whether they're young or old. You've got a call for them. You've got a purpose for them. And Lord, you're just waiting to work things out for them if they would just turn to you. So today, Lord, we give you our whole heart. We give you our whole life. Yes. Make us into what you created us to be. Yes. Form us, shape us, cause us to be a vessel that is fit for your use, Lord. And I know, Father, that as we give you our life and as we hear your voice and we obey you, our life will begin to take the shape that you want it to. Our life will begin to reflect the blessing, mm-hmm. and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, all this week, Lisa's been teaching us these things, life-changing things. And so We want you, I want you to get a hold of these teachings. You know, go listen to the broadcast again. You can listen to it on the internet. Just go to our website. You can do that. You can order this curriculum. You know, one thing we said it the other day about women. Women never discover something wonderful and keep it to themselves. And so if a woman can get
an understanding of this, have an understanding of this, she will change the world with it. She'll change the people around her with it. So this curriculum is a workbook. It's a DVD. Lisa, it was 12 lessons. 12 DVD lessons. The book, the makeup case or Bible case. It'd be a great Bible case.
Yeah, it would be a cool Bible case.
The bookmark and the bracelet.
Bracelet's important.
I really want to talk about this bracelet. Okay, Lisa. Okay. Tell them what they are.
Okay, Jesus is the man. The sword. Now, women wield the sword to transfer glory and honor. Heart, because we're the guardian of the heart. Purse, because we spend our influence wisely.
Amen.
Boxing glove, because when the enemy draws near, we take them out.
Amen.
Stiletto heels, because Satan is under our feet.
I think that one's my favorite.
The stiletto one.
Yeah. No, but order this.
Yeah.
And not, it won't, don't,
it's
just,
good quality.
It is. It's beautiful. And don't just let this thing sit in your spirit. You get your hands on these, on this word, and change the people and the your surroundings. You'll change so many women's lives. They need you. God needs you. This is Kelly Copeland and Lisa Bevere today reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. Couldn't make it to the Believers' Conventions this year? Then log on to our free webcast at kcm.org and catch up on what you missed.
We say, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I believe I'm blessed. And Jesus says, yes and amen. Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord. For your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I just believe that God is prophetically saying to every woman that is sitting around here, it's time. It's time for your gift to come forth. It's time for what is in your hand to be anointed. It's time for you to ask for the release of heaven.